This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Finn. Hi, Finn.
Hi, Rob.
Today we're talking about Casanovas. Now, Finn, could you explain what one is?
Yes. Casanova is a man who is a smooth talker, very charming, and great at seducing women. So to be blunt, or to be honest, they're very good at getting women into bed.
Yes, so they have many sexual partners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so do you know anyone who could call themselves a Casanova?
No, nobody at all, Rob. The name is often related to Italian men because it comes from the Italian adventurer and writer Giacomo Girolamo Casanova, who was known for his sexual adventures.
Interesting. Mm. Well, the modern-day Casanova could be in trouble, as we'll be explaining soon. But first, a question for you, Finn.
Well, I hope you won't be asking how many sexual partners he had.
Nothing like that.
Okay.
Do you know which Italian city he was born in? Is it A, Florence, B, Rome, or C, Venice?
Well, I consider Venice the city of love. So let's say C, Venice.
OK, it's a beautiful city, I know. But I'll let you know the answer at the end of the programme. So let's talk more about Italian Casanovas.
Mm-hmm.
These promiscuous men are suffering because of today's economic problems.
Yes. Unlike me and you, Rob, they're struggling to woo women. That means to attract them and give them attention. They often do this financially, by spending money on them.
OK, so these Italian Casanovas used to buy their ladies gifts and treats, like meals or a night away in a swanky hotel, but now they can't afford it.
Well, no sympathy from me. Like all of us, they've had to cut costs, but in Italy, where unemployment is more than 12%, they've had to make some bigger sacrifices.
Ah, so you mean they've had to give up some of their women, or at least cut back or reduce the gifts that they're buying. So it means the Italian women they woo will have to lower their expectations. They'll have to expect less.
Or go elsewhere. This is something the BBC's Emma Jane Kirby has been investigating for the programme from our own correspondent. She discovered real-life examples of men who are downsizing. In other words, spending less.
Well, let's hear some of her report now. What word is used to describe a Casanova's secret girlfriend? And what gifts did the Casanova traditionally give her?
The economic crisis has hit Italian men where it hurts most. With their country still in recession and the cost of living soaring, the Latin lover has had to rein in his appetite. The traditional kept mistress, secretly hidden away in her fully paid-up flat and lavished with furs and jewels, has been consigned to history.
That's Emma Jane Kirby describing the economic situation in Italy. She says the country is in recession. That means the economic situation is bad. It also means, as she said, the cost of living is soaring, so going up.
And it's these rising costs that's hit the Italians where it hurts most.
Ooh, that sounds painful. But of course, she means in the pocket. In other words, the biggest pain men are suffering is financial pain.
Did you hear another name the correspondent used for a Casanova? It was a Latin lover. The Latin lover has had to rein in his appetite, so he's had to learn to control or limit his romantic habits.
One of his habits was having a kept mistress, so another woman he would support financially. These women were kept secret, hidden away, but lavished with furs and jewels.
Lavished, there's a good word. It means to give a lot. So these men were giving their mistresses lots of gifts, But not anymore.
No, now some of them can only offer simple pleasures, like a cup of coffee, a walk in the park, and if they're eating out, they might have to go Dutch. That means to split the bill 50-50.
It sounds tough being a Casanova these days. But I wonder what their wives think about all this.
Absolutely. Well, probably they don't know. But the number of people getting divorced is going down as the Casanova can no longer afford to support two women. So maybe the recession in Italy is having a positive effect for married women, at least.
Hmm. Well, for now, the Casanova can only rely on his charm and good looks and possibly just stick to window shopping or just eyeing up women without taking things further.
It sounds like hard work being a Casanova, Rob. Mm. I think let's just stick with one woman at a time.
Very wise, Finn, very wise. Now let me reveal the answer to today's question. Earlier, I asked you which Italian city was Giacomo Girolamo Casanova born in.
I said C, Venice.
And of course, a romantic city, you were right.
Hey,
he was
good.
Born in Venice back in 1725. Well, that's it for this programme. Please join us again soon for 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye.
Arrivederci.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.